Fighting talk from the UK. This is The Headline with MMA journalist Simon Head.
UFC 180 sees the Octagon land in Mexico City for the very first time, and at the top of the fight card we see three top-class contests. First, let's take a look at the featherweight clash between Ricardo Lamas and Dennis Bermudez. The featherweight division is, along with the welterweight division, probably the most exciting weight class in the UFC right now, and on Saturday night we'll see two of the very best 145-pounders on the planet. Lamas has lost just once in 4 years, and that was to world champion Jose Aldo, while Bermudez is currently riding a 7-fight win streak that makes him one of the hottest contenders in the UFC right now. Lamas has probably got the edge in terms of experience at the highest level, having taken on the likes of Aldo, Eric Cope and Cub Swanson. He's probably the crisper striker too. But I like Bermudez in this fight. He gets better every time I see him. He has a great combination of skills that, for me, gives him the edge in what should be a really closely contested battle. I think Bermudez will be the stronger man physically, and he's arguably the better wrestler of the two. He's a superb example of a fighter who's continued to improve and evolve as an athlete throughout his UFC career, and he's probably only a win or two away from a title shot, in an already crowded division, of course. A stoppage win over Lamas could see him jump the queue, but I suspect this one will probably go the distance, with Bermudez taking the decision. I like Lamas as a fighter. I think he's an excellent, excellent operator at 145 pounds, but in this fight I like Bermudez just a little bit more. He expects a high-paced, gritty performance from Dennis the Menace as he ekes out a decision win. The co-main event features a welterweight contest between a perennial contender and a fast-rising star as Jake the Juggernaut Ellenberger takes on Kelvin Gastelum. Ellenberger's been the nearly man of the UFC's welterweight division for a few years now, and he looks outstanding against most fighters outside the top five, but he just seems to falter when he's put in there against the very best guys in the division. He switched training camps and is now working with Ronda Rousey's head coach, Edmund Tavurdian, which should see his heavy-handed striking improve even more. But on Saturday, he'll take on an undefeated prospect in the form of Gastelum, who's looked hugely impressive since winning the Ultimate Fighter Season 17. Gastelum has already got wins over Uriah Hall, Rick Story and Nico Misoki on his record, and other than a weight-cutting mistake before that fight with Misoki, he's looked very impressive throughout. Ellenberger, however, represents a big step up in class for Gastelum, and the acid test will come when the Juggernaut lands cleanly on Gastelum's chin. If Gastelum can take Ellenberger's power, we could well see an upset victory here. But for my money, Ellenberger has just a little bit too much for the youngster. He knows this is a must-win fight for him, and with a more polished striking game to accompany his already excellent wrestling credentials, I'll give the veteran probably the bigger advantage going into this fight. If he's on his game, I expect Ellenberger to hand Gastelum his first loss of his professional career. Whether it'll be a stoppage or not will come down to how well Gastelum can take a heavy punch. We'll find out on Saturday night. Finally, the main event sees the interim heavyweight championship of the world on the line as Brazilian ace Fabricio Werdum takes on number 4 ranked Mark Hunt. The MMA romantics out there will doubtless be siding with Hunt for this fight, and it's hard not to root for the easygoing Australian. But to praise the Super Samoan's affable personality is to ignore Werdum's media-friendly persona too. Both men have thoroughly enjoyed the build-up to Saturday's contest and have been happy in each other's company in the lead-up to the fight. But those smiles will quickly turn to steely-eyed stares when the octagon door shuts on fight night. But who will win? We've seen Werdum knocked out before by Junior dos Santos, so there's no doubt that Hunt could KO the Brazilian. The bigger question, however, is whether the shorter Australian man will be able to get in range to land those sledgehammer punches. The outcome of the fight will depend entirely on how smart Fabricio Werdum fights this contest. If he keeps things at range, he can probably jab and move his way to victory against a more ponderous Hunt. And if he can avoid telegraphing his takedowns and catch Hunt off balance with a well-timed attempt, he could well get the fight to the floor and finish by submission. Hunt has the power to end the fight at any time, but I think Werdum will be well drilled by head coach Rafael Cordeiro and will have a winning game plan on fight night. My pick, Fabricio Werdum by decision. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Headline. You can follow me on Twitter at Simon Head. You can check out my MMA website at mma365.co.uk. Until next time, enjoy the fights and I'll speak to you soon.